Welcome to The Joy of Living, featuring your host, Barry Shore. In this time of busy and rush, we don't always take the time to appreciate the life that we have and the love of those around us. Now, the ambassador of joy invites you to take a moment, no, take an hour, and find the joy of living. Here is Barry Shore.
Good morning, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And we have good in abundance. Here we are at the Joy of Living, and you have consciously and conscientiously tuned in to this show, The Joy of Living, with your humble host, Barry Shore, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E. And you've tuned in for one reason only, because you care most about you, Y-O-U-E-W-E, you. And that's good, because when you're the best you possible, you can now help create the kind of world that everybody wants to live in, because you are the driving force. You matter in the world, and you are now joining on this mythical, masterful, magnificent platform called Internet Radio. And it's on voiceamerica.com. And you are joining 270,613 people around the world, all of whom are tuned in for one reason only, because they care most about themselves. That's great, because when you're the best you possible, you can go mad. You can go make a difference in the world. And that's why we're here, broadcasting from Venice Beach, California, reaching out across time and space and enveloping you all in joy, happiness, peace, and love. And we do that by understanding the three fundamental aspects of life, and they are life. Your life has purpose. That's right. Your life has purpose. And the corollary to that, the result of that, is you can go mad. Now, in this case, MAD is a great acronym that stands for Make a Difference. You, every single person listening, and hopefully everybody in your social world, can go make a difference. And we think this way, and we speak this way, we act this way. We raise up the quality of life around us and create the kind of world we all want to live in. And we do that by the third step, which is unlocking the secrets and the power of everyday words and terms. Everyday words and terms, as an example, WWW. If you ask anybody, what does WWW stand for? Most invariably, people say it has something to do with the internet. And factually speaking, they're correct. But in our world, the world of positive, purposeful, powerful, pleasant you, WWW stands for, drumroll, fanfare, da-da-da-da, what a wonderful world. And what a is a word, W-H-A-T-A, what a wonderful world. And thank you to the great Satchmo Louis Armstrong for making that song and having it go viral and touch not just tens or hundreds of millions of people, but billions of people around the planet. And whenever you hear the first few notes of that song right away, what do? You smile. Because smile is the natural function when you live in a wonderful world. And smile is one of those acronyms that if you internalize and utilize, it will change your life. The smile stands for seeing miracles in life every day. Seeing miracles in life every day. That's what smile stands for. Now, invariably, people come. I have lots of questions up on the board. And whenever I do a talk, whether it's 50 people or 5,000 people, people come up to me and say, but Barry, sure, I've been up for hours already. I haven't seen any miracles. And I ask, are you here? Can you hear? Can you see? Do you have water to drink? Do you have food to eat? Do you have a place to sleep? Do you have a roof over your head? Do you have family? Do you have friends? If you have any of those, you can see miracles in your life every day. And then my 8-year-old niece taught me just a few months ago. She said, Uncle Barry, can I spell smile, S-M-I-E-L? I thought about it. I said, smile. Of course. Why not? I asked, why? And she said, because it stands for seeing miracles in everyday life. That's an 8-year-old. Isn't that fabulous? That's a wow from an 8-year-old. Wow is a great acronym that stands for words of wisdom, words of wonder. And when you do that, you start thinking this way, you start speaking this way, you start acting this way. What happens? You create the kind of world you want to live in. Create is an acronym that stands for causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. And that's what happens. You create the kind of world you want to live in. And we do that by primarily our words and then, of course, our thoughts and our deeds. And I want to interrupt myself and tell you that your humble host does use a lot of four-letter words, and I'll be using them throughout the show. And I even use a four-letter F-U word, and I do it for the shock effect. So from some of the four-letter words that I love using are life, love, give, free. Yes, four-letter words, Barry Shore. And that F-U word I like to use, F-U-N-N, fun, fun. Now, of course, people come over and they're putting up on the board right now, but Barry Shore, fun is only spelled with three letters, but not in our world, in the world of Barry Shore, in the joy of living. Fun is spelled F-U, capital N, capital N. So when the show is over, and you see your family or your friends later, and you have a big smile on your face. Remember that, what that means. And you point a finger and say, F you, everybody. Remember to add immediately, capital N, capital N. Because I say, what are you talking about? Where'd you get that? You said, I listened to Barry Shore on the joy of living. And everybody will be smiling. Tell them what smile stands for. And by the way, if you ever miss a moment of the show, you don't want to do that. And you want to listen again. You certainly want to do that. And you want to share this with at least 5 people, because we have 270,000+ people listening. So 5 times sharing, that means over 1,000,000 people will be experiencing this. You want to do that, go to barryshore.com, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E, barryshore.com, and you'll have all the information about our guest today and about the show and about living, learning to live in joy daily. And one of the best ways to do that, by the way, is by using 2 words, that if you use these 2 words consciously and conscientiously at least 3 times per day for the rest of your life, you will be creating the kind of world you want to live in. What are those 2 words? What could they possibly be that is going to change the world? These 2 words are, drumroll, fanfare, da-da-da-da. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank. One of the greatest acronyms in the world, to harmonize and network kindness, to harmonize and network kindness. Now, I read and heard the Dalai Lama speak about this, and he said, be kind whenever possible. And it's always possible because everyone, I mean, everyone you meet is going through stuff you know nothing about. Therefore, be kind, always. Kind is a great acronym that stands for keep inspiring noble deeds. When you say thank you, you're changing the vibrational energy of the world. You go to the coffee shop and you order your fancy latte for $4.95 and they bring it to you. You say thank you. You order your fancy latte for $4.95 and you wait a minute or 2 or 3 and you go up to the counter and say, I'm sorry, I didn't have it. Oh, we forgot. And they wait another minute or 2 and they bring and give it to you at the counter. And you still say thank you with the same nice feeling. You're walking out the door of the coffee shop and it's raining outside and somebody opens the door for you. Wow, thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop and somebody slams the door on you. Thank you. You're driving in traffic. Somebody cuts you off in traffic. You say thank you. And you get up in the middle of the night because you have to go someplace and you stub your toe and it hurts and you say thank you. To learn how to say thank you. You to harmonize and network kindness makes a difference in the world. You make a difference. And speaking about making a difference, I'm going to introduce to you, we are here in Venice Beach, California, but we have our guest today who has given us of his time and his energy and his thoughts and his love. And his name is Mark Lader. He's calling in from the frozen north of the UK. And all I'm going to do is ask him to say a big hello to 270,613 people. He's going to say hello, everybody, in his funny speaking voice. And then we're going to talk about Mark and what he brings to you. Because remember, you tuned in because this show is all about you. Mark, are you there? Can you say a big hello to hundreds of thousands of people around the world?
Hello. How's that for starters? Can't compete with you, but I'll do my best.
You do your best all the time. See, that's one of the great things about Mark. He does his best all the time. Mark is, are you ready for this? He's an author, an inventor, a publisher, an importer, a hotelier, a facilitator, a concept seller, recruiter, business designer, and he is the person who is bringing to the world a movement that I am a big fan of. It's called QOL. Q-O-L. One of the things I love about it most, by the way, it is not Q-U-O-L, it's QOL. Q-O-L, which stands for, of course, quality of life. And Mark lives it. He has a great quality of life. As I said, he does many, many things, but the best thing that he does, he's married to a wonderful woman named Ellen, has a great son named Cody, and he comes from a fun city called Liverpool. Now, for those of people who are over the age of, I guess, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60, 70, Liverpool is the home of the Beatles. Yes, most people still know that great band from the city of Liverpool. So Mark is an official Liverpudlian. Is that correct, Mark? A Liverpudlian?
That's true. And not only that, 2.5 of the Beatles went to schools that I went to.
Now, the fun part is, by the way, that the 2.5 of the Beatles, 2.5 of the Beatles, did you say?
Yeah, because one of them, I was only at the school for a very short period of time, but my junior school, 2 of them were there. They're older than me, but 2.5 Beatles.
Okay, so 2.5 Beatles, and I'm not sure which ones of them are still alive, but if they are, they would say, hey, I went to school with Mark. That's how wonderful Mark is, because
yeah, I'm working
Mark.
On it.
Mark has been featured in the book called Entrepreneurs on Fire, just like Tim Ferriss. Everybody knows Tim Ferriss these days, but Mark is in the same book. He was also mentioned in Ted Nichols' book called Magic Words. He was the first number one promoter for Tony Robbins in the UK. He was the first person to bring the E-Myth. He's been the dean of the Life Plus University. He's been on stage with Jim Rohn and Edward de Bono and Alexander Everett, but all of that is beside the point, because when we come back from a short break in just a few seconds, stay on the edge of your seat, because Mark is going to regale us with great insights into you, becoming the best you possible, because that's really what you care about. That's why you tuned in. You and hundreds of thousands of other people around the world are tuning into the joy of living, and we say to all of you and to Mark, F you. Capital N, capital N. We'll be right back after this short message. Don't go away, because you're going to love what's happening. Good day, wonderful people. Well, everybody knows that some people have trouble falling asleep. Some people have trouble staying asleep. I had trouble with both. And I'm happy to tell you that I don't anymore, because I sleep well thanks to REMRISE. That's REMRISE. REMRISE is a natural plant-based formula that helps calm my mind, relax my body, and gets my circadian rhythm back on track. And guess what? I sleep well. And sleep is the miracle cure. It is so vital and important and wonderful and revigorating. I don't wake up groggy anymore. So what I'd like you to do is do what I did. Check out REMRISE today. Go to getremrise.com/Barry. That's GETREMRISE. GetREMRISE.com/Barry, BARRY. Take this sleep quiz. It's fun, actually. You'll sign up. You'll get your first week of REMRISE free. Just pay for shipping. You won't find an offer like this anywhere else. Get your first week of REMRISE for free when you sign up at GetREMRISE.com/Barry. GETREMRISE. REMRISE.com/Barry. Get REMRISE.com/Barry. Do it today. You will thank me. Best wishes. Bye. Oh, how happy this time of year is. Joy reigning supreme. Hello, Barry Shore here. Now, I have a quick question for you. Do you have stress? S-T-R-E-S-S, capital letters, stress, because you're supposed to be happy and, oh my gosh, maybe I'm not. There's so much to do and so many things to be done. And what am I going? Well, if you have stress and you want to get rid of it, or you want to reduce it and replace it with joy, then do this. Are you ready? Go to www.BarryShore.com. That's B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E, BarryShore.com. Remember, WWW stands for What a Wonderful World. And treat yourself to the 11 strategies for living in joy daily. It's free, or your money back, cheerfully refunded, free. Do it now. You'll be happy you did. And let me know. Send me an email, send me a text, give me a call, and tell me how happy you are. Go mad and enjoy the holidays. Bye now.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to The Joy of Living with Barry Shore. To participate in today's program, we invite you to call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You may also send an email to Barry at barryshore.com. Now, back to The Joy of Living.
Good morning, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. We have good in abundance. It's manifesting itself in a human being named Mark Lader, coming to us all the way from the frozen north of the United Kingdom to spread his joy, happiness, peace, and love message of quality of life throughout the world. Mark, welcome. We appreciate you. And as I said at the beginning of the end of the last segment, F-U, that's F-U-N-N, for fun. We're going to talk about something that's fundamental to life, and that is something called what?
Which bit? The British politeness bit?
Oh, politeness. That's a great way to start.
It's a great place to start. It opens a lot of things. The handshake is very important in the world.
Talk to us about British politeness.
Well, you know, it was one of you were talking about different topics, and I thought the whole British politeness thing, and, you know, not everybody in Britain is polite, remember, but we use it to make a point about, you know, we think about my son, Cody, and how many things now that people comment on him as a 16-year-old because he's always shaked people's hands when they came to visit us at the house, or even at the little jobs that he's done so far, people comment that he's always extremely polite. He says please and thank you, and not just in the States, you know, and I've worked and lived in the States in the past as well, but here too, that the world is losing sight of these little pleasantries that quite literally open doors, and in the sense open doors to opportunities. And that's what often this, you know, and I'm calling it British because, of course, you know, plenty of people in the States are also polite, but it's just known, I guess, as something over here, and it's something that we certainly don't want to lose sight of, because in a world that's becoming very standardized through social media and everything else, those little things that mark you out and stand you out as different, and it brings you back to fundamentals like just being polite, you know, using some of your acronyms of being kind to people. Those extra little tiny things make you very memorable in a world that's becoming very matter of fact, that isn't smelling the roses every day, isn't looking at the beautiful sunshine and realizing miracles are all around. So it's just those little tiny things that actually become, in a sense, very powerful tools, but they just come from being kind and helping the other person, and it comes back to the giver, the polite person, many times over.
I am so enamored, maybe even in love with what you're saying. And I had asked Mark to be on the show specifically for three reasons. Number one, because he is a giver. He's demonstrated throughout his entire business life in the sense that he looks for and tries to bring opportunities to other people in the giving method. So he's emphasizing the essence of giving. Number two, because of his accent. Let's be blunt. Most people that live in the United States of America, maybe even in the world, are suckers, and I mean in a good way, for a British accent. I think actually maybe South African may be just a titch ahead of the British in the sense that it's so mellifluous and pleasant to the ear. But there is very little that just doesn't get the attention of somebody who has a British accent in a soft spoken, direct, giving manner. And then the third point is just what Mark mentioned. His son is an extension of what he and Ellen have done, which is to example life. In other words, you can teach people with words, but as a great friend of mine says, teach with everything you do. If necessary, use words. Mark and Ellen model so that when a 16-year-old, and I say with great love and respect, when a 16-year-old uses his mouth to say please and thank you, he's not doing it in a calculating way. He's doing it in an honest, authentic way. And Mark, I think what you're teaching all of us by, again, speaking, but by your actions, is that this will enable you, Y-O-U, the hundreds of thousands of people listening right now, to literally become the best you possible. And when you do that, opportunity abounds. Is that fair to say?
In my personal experience, yes, because if you don't, you know, give first, it's the bit about, you know, putting something in the oven and just standing there and expecting it to do something. But if you don't give the oven the electricity or the gas, it's not going to cook anything for you. So the whole of nature is based on the give first. If you want to get back, if you want to, you know, get a return on investment, the little bit that, you know, a bit more businessy or financially type stuff, you have to invest before you can make a return. And that just doesn't mean in the bank account sense, in that sense. It also means in relationships. Unless you invest in the relationship, whether that's a personal relationship or a business relationship, how can you get a return if the person doesn't make the investment first? And that little word, those two words, to invest in all parts of your life. And again, talking with Cody last week when we were driving to his little charity thing that he does, medical charity thing that he does, that we were talking about, if somebody said to me to choose just one thing that I would really focus on countries like the UK and the US and other sort of developed nations, because the needs are different in different parts of the world, obviously, but just realizing the to invest, the take the action, the make the move first, and getting away from this waiting type approach that we've all sort of grown up or developed, changes everything. If you're the force for good, if you're the proactive one, then all kinds of things come back to you.
This is so empowering. Now, again, empowering is a word that's oftentimes used and not often thought about. So wonderful things that Mark is teaching us and sharing with us is that, I will say it like this. Here's the name of the show, The Joy of Living. And it can be summarized in one word. If anybody ever asks you, what does Barry Shore talk about on The Joy of Living? One word will sum it up. Giving. 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 Giving is that muscle that enables you to become the best you possible. And then you become a cog. Now, a cog is a great acronym that stands for a channel of goodness. As Mark was just pointing out, first of all, he's able to be with his 16-year-old son. Now, I say this with great love and affection because I had a 16-year-old son who, thank God, now is 32, is married with a wonderful wife, and has two children, both sons. So I'm a grandfather twice. One is 2.5 years old, and the other is 32 days old. So the ability for my son to have modeled mostly his mother, his father, I trust also helped, but to be in this path of giving, I say a big bravo to you, wonderful Mark, to be in communication with your 16-year-old son in a very open and forward-thinking situation. That speaks a lot about qual. And we'll talk about that in the next section, next session a little bit more. But qual stands for quality of life. And Mark is the facilitator, the brains behind making this his essence of life and his contribution to not just the business community, but to the world community. That's why I asked him on, because hundreds of thousands of people listening, you're going to share with at least five people, you're going to go to barryshore.com, you're going to click on the link, and you're going to share it with five people. That means over a million people are going to be hearing Mark's message. Basic, but it's not, politeness. And in the word politeness, you have the word point. The point of living well in the world is being polite. Mark, we just have a minute or two before the break. Let's just do a little bit of a segue from here into begin talking about qual and how this relates to the idea of politeness as a platform.
Well, quality of life seems to come out of politeness because, you know, again, certainly both our countries have grown up seeing the world as a very competitive place. And of course, there's competition for things. But if you get into those things in life that there could be a scarcity or a competition for, but you come from the position of giving, and how do you contribute to that, then that's one of the most powerful sort of forces in a human being that becomes quality of life. And the whole QOL thing comes from our customers starting to sign emails off that the course used to be how's your quality of life, and they just shortened it to how's your qual. And that's what started. It wasn't a great plan or the likes, but it became, let's make Britain qual nation again, let's be nice to each other, let's talk each other up, let's do business in a positive environment rather than all of this competitive doing down. The way to get better at anything is to make everybody better, and that raises the standards up, and that's what quality of life's about in all parts of life.
Do you hear this? The qual, which is the shorten of quality of life, started with people, mostly coming from Mark, signing off on emails, how's your quality of life? How's your qual? It went viral. It's going viral. So the Beatles did it with song. Mark is doing it with qual. And there's a little penguin that's walking around, because penguins are fun, and saying, how's your qual? Now, we're going to come back in just a few seconds. So don't fall off your seat. Stay in the edge of your seat, because we're going to talk a lot more about qual, human potential, the growing of you, the best YOUEWE possible, because you're tuned into the Joy of Living. Be right back with more Mark and Barry. Good day, wonderful people. Well, everybody knows that some people have trouble falling asleep. Some people have trouble staying asleep. I had trouble with both. And I'm happy to tell you that I don't anymore, because I sleep well thanks to REMRISE. That's REMRISE. REMRISE is a natural plant-based formula that helps calm my mind, relax my body, and gets my circadian rhythm back on track. And guess what? I sleep well. And sleep is the miracle cure. It is so vital and important and wonderful and revigorating. I don't wake up groggy anymore. So what I'd like you to do is do what I did. Check out REMRISE today. Go to getremrise.com/Barry. That's GETREMRISE. GetREMRISE.com/Barry, BARRY. Take this sleep quiz. It's fun, actually. You'll sign up. You'll get your first week of REMRISE free. Just pay for shipping. You won't find an offer like this anywhere else. Get your first week of REMRISE for free when you sign up at GetREMRISE.com/Barry. GETREMRISE.com/Barry. Get remrise.com/Barry. Do it today. You will thank me. Best wishes. Bye.
There's nothing better than spreading joy, happiness, peace, and love. And now you can do so by giving Keep Smiling cards. The Daily Smile mission is to promote joy, happiness, peace, and love to all. Help the world to reach the goal of 10 million Keep Smiling cards in circulation by 2020. The best part is that the Keep Smiling cards cost you nothing. All you pay is the postage cost. Go to thedailysmile.com and order your card. Join the Keep Smiling movement right now. Visit thedailysmile.com.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to The Joy of Living with Barry Shore. To participate in today's program, we invite you to call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You may also send an email to Barry at barryshore.com. Now, back to The Joy of Living.
Good morning, beautiful, bountiful, beloved immortal beings and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. Now, good is a great word, G-O-O-D. Take that second O and make a little snip in it, and now we're going to elongate the O, and it turns into an L, gold, because that's what happens when you become good. You amass large amounts of gold, but gold not necessarily in ingots and things of coins, but gold as the currency of living a quality of life, a great quality of life. So we have Mark Lader. He's from the UK. He's a Liverpudlian, and we've been discussing politeness and quality of life. And we ended up discussing the idea that a lot of people have a competitive attitude when they're in business or even in life, even in their marriages, can you imagine that, or with friends. That's because they have a scarcity mentality. But once you open up and recognize that there is bounty, unlimited in the world, then your mindset can shift. And most people, unfortunately, leave out the F in shift. And shift your mindset to something called QOL, Q-O-L. Mark, more about QOL and the penguin.
The penguin. Well, what do you want to know about our friend Quali?
Well, why a penguin? And is it a he or she? And
He can be either. Well, I'm saying he, aren't I? So I probably refer to him as a he. But as we were talking in the break, that Quali the penguin became as a symbol because, you know, famously over here we have a chap called David Attenborough, who probably after the Queen is the most revered person in this country for the last 50 or 60 years, and he's the naturalist, and, you know, he does these programs on penguins and the nature reserves and this, that, and the other. And
famous David Attenborough, who's on public broadcasting and all these great shows. Yes.
If it wasn't for the Queen, he'd probably be the king. He's that popular over here. But he's a terrific man, and he's done all those years of programs and the likes on the natural world. And it just the comedic bit with the penguins is people tend to laugh when they see penguins, and because they sort of waddle and the way they move around and they jump and the likes. And because of Qual and the how's your qual bit that we were talking about the last section, then Quali was born, and he's a little penguin, but that came out of a British comedian who just happened to say on the radio, for reasons I can't remember, it's impossible to stay angry when you look at a penguin. And it just struck me as a great line. It's a great line because it just changes, you know, that state or mood that you're in. And sometimes we get into these situations where, you know, anybody can be angry, but can you be angry for the right amount of time, for the right reason, at the right person? That that actually takes skill, or whatever emotion that you're showing, and your joy of living and the way you express it is a great example of using emotion in a positive way. But emotion gets a bad rap, but we have got to learn to use it better. And Quali is a little sort of cartoony symbol of just, you can choose your attitude and your smile and all those things at any point in life, as comes from all the man's search for meaning type research that has gone over the years. And it just means that wherever you are in life, you know, for the most part, as you said, if you've got enough food and water and, you know, things, the basic things that your parts of the world haven't got, then you're already having a great day. And that's what Quali as a fun little symbol and linked to our word kind of qual means, you know, enjoy real qual, just think Quali, and it changes your state in an instant.
Well, changing one's state in an instant is a wondrous way to live, because as Mark points out, anger, this is a quote that I use for myself and repeat, anger is the wind that blows out the lamp of reason. Anger, and you have the word rage in anger, is so destructive that it's the absolute opposite, polar opposite of being polite and kind and good and pleasant and positive and purposeful and powerful in the most positive way. So this is absolutely wonderful. Let's use this as our springboard to speak about, and in the larger sense, and I love this, you're right, you can't be angry, you think about or look at a penguin, the whole human potential movement, because you've been a part of it. You taught, or you were the registrar of a university in the United States. It was called Life Plus University. You know of Alexander Everett, who was one of the true founders of Human Potential Movement. Let's speak a little bit about the Human Potential Movement and how it relates specifically to what we're talking about now. Quality of life, politeness, joy, happiness, peace, and love.
Well, Alexander Everett, you know, ironically was an Englishman that moved to the States, and I just happened to see a documentary about him when I was, you know, many years ago, and he went off to the States as an English teacher, but he founded one of the original kind of, you know, personal development companies, Mind Dynamics, that led to an awful lot of the, if you go back and do the research and Google Alexander, you'll find that his work led to a lot of great development type work. And because we were introduced to him, we found him out, and he used to, before he died a few years ago, we went and visited him with him when we got married in Vancouver, and we drove down to where he was based, south, you know, just into the States, through Washington State, and went and spent time on his, I think it's about 3,000 acres, and he used to talk about, you know, before enlightenment, chop wood and carry water, and after enlightenment, chop wood and carry water. And what was he doing if he's not running his big seminars as he did, and all sorts of retreats and things? He was feeding his animals, and he was chopping wood for the fires and things that, where he lived in a very sort of frugal way. So Alexander, with a little English twist in there, because he obviously lived in the States for many years as he got older, but he became a symbol and a teacher, and we brought him back to the UK and promoted some of his seminars. And, you know, getting married, you know, when we came over to meet him, in that, just happened to coincide and work very well in that part of a pretty big continent called North America. But it's the
which,
whole,
which the British know, almost owned entirely.
Well,
at that point,
we had a good go, didn't we? Yeah, we had the top bit and bits are on the side. But you know, but he was, you know, he was one of clearly the early movers and shakers of the personal development movement. And interestingly, if you go back, because history is an interesting thing, that you'll find that the UK, that's really taken time to catch up with this whole, I guess, success type thing that the States has done so well with, that we looked years ago at the original Success magazine in the States, I think was published in something like 1894.
That's correct. Yes, before the
first 19th personal century. Success magazine in the UK was published in 1993, and has gone bust and is out of, you know, out of publish, and it's just different attitudes and different backgrounds. But interestingly, right in those early days, some of the greatest writers of what's, you know, the American culture developed and adopted were in fact Brits that came over for various reasons. And Alexander was a later version. But for me, it's just put me around this whole area of human beings are capable of being so much more than perhaps we allow ourselves to be if we just get a bit too comfortable. And you know, in the UK at the moment, and it's certainly typical or similar to the States, 84% of people say that they're in jobs that they'd rather not be in, but they're frightened of losing them. And it's that fear that's been in the world, and likes that this kind of work, and whether it's the spreading of joy, but also the passing on of good skills and good ways of doing things that come from that politeness and qual and raising the standards in both of our countries and others, of course, that are listening to this and beyond, then actually, it's in our hands to create a quality of life focused world for everybody.
Yay, Mark. Yay, Mark and Ellen, for going and visiting Alexander. There's a great line, by the way, in American success thinking that about chopping wood and carrying water. When you chop wood, you are warming yourself twice. One from the exertion of the energy, and the second, of course, from the results of having the wood for your wood-burning fireplace. So that's the genius of chopping wood. And you can do that even in the 21st century, even in 2020, even if you don't go chopping wood, because you chop wood in the sense of living your life qual. Think of a penguin. Be a giver. Live the life of joy. And as Mark pointed out, many vast majority of people don't want to lose their job. They don't want their jobs, but they don't want to lose them. And you can, if you learn, by the way, in the 11 strategies for living in joy daily, available at barryshore.com for free. One of the strategies is, Mark, get uncomfortable, which we'll talk about actually when we come back from this short break. I've asked Mark if he could stay, and he has consented, and we have just a few more minutes on the other side of the break. Don't go away. There's more about this and the greatness of you through learning from Mark later, all the way from the UK. Be right back after this short message.
Oh, how happy this time of year is. Joy reigning supreme. Hello, Barry Shore here. Now, I have a quick question for you. Do you have stress? S-T-R-E-S-S, capital letters, stress, because you're supposed to be happy, and oh my gosh, maybe I'm not, and there's so much to do, and so many things to be done, and what am I going? Well, if you have stress, and you want to get rid of it, or you want to reduce it, and replace it with joy, then do this. Are you ready? Go to www.barryshore.com. That's B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E, barryshore.com. Remember, WWW stands for What a Wonderful World. And treat yourself to the 11 strategies for living in joy daily. It's free, or your money back, cheerfully refunded, free. Do it now. You'll be happy you did. And let me know. Send me an email. Send me a text. Give me a call and tell me how happy you are. Go mad and enjoy the holidays. Bye now.
There's nothing better than spreading joy, happiness, peace, and love. And now you can do so by giving Keep Smiling cards. The Daily Smile mission is to promote joy, happiness, peace, and love to all. Help the world to reach the goal of 10 million Keep Smiling cards in circulation by 2020. The best part is that the Keep Smiling cards cost you nothing. All you pay is the postage cost. Go to thedailysmile.com and order your card. Join the Keep Smiling movement right now. Visit thedailysmile.com.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, voiceamerica.com.
You're listening to The Joy of Living with Barry Shore. To participate in today's program, we invite you to call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You may also send an email to Barry at barryshore.com. Now, back to The Joy of Living.
Good morning, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And we have good in abundance today. My cup runneth over with good in the physical being called Mark Lader, all the way from the northern frozen north of UK. But he's warming our hearts and our minds and our beings, and he's been speaking with us about joy and living better. Quality of life, qual, is becoming a movement, not just in the UK, but it's going to happen here in the US and all throughout the world. And it stands for you becoming the best possible you, that is, through the mechanism of being polite, kind, considerate, and giving. So, Mark, we only have a few minutes left in this show, and I hope you'll come back another time again. And let's wrap up and talk a little bit more about, let's say, what some people call random acts of kindness. I much prefer, by the way, instead of random acts of kindness, conscious acts of kindness. So let's speak about acts of kindness, if you would.
Well, I mean, we were, you know, the first time I got involved in personal development and that kind of work, and when we did the spin-off work from Alexander's courses that were run in Italy, and it was called Worldwide Leadership Development. And after we came back from the course, we started to get all these little, they look like postcards, but they've got like positive messages on them. They're a bit different to what we call a postcard, but it's the Italian version. And in a nice way, they put us to shame after the course that we did in the beautiful city of Florence in Italy, because they kept sending us these little cards, and they were just members, you know, of people that we'd met on the course. But, you know, they didn't have to write pages and pages in those days. They just put a little note that came from Italy through the post. And, of course, things that you get through the post today are seen as really nice to receive. And we've done the same thing now with businesses using postcards and also typical type what look like birthday and Christmas cards. That isn't a message about come get your car service, but just a positive little affirmation, but it comes from that garage. So these are tiny little things that people like, where most of us of all ages like cards and little happy words that come to us. And, you know, lots of things that are offered on your site sort of endorse that, passing on those little good feelings. And so even from those courses that we did, Worldwide Leadership Development, what were they doing at the end of it? They were just staying in contact through these little tiny postcards, these little tiny things that say, hey, I'm thinking about you enough to just put a little stamp and send it from Italy to the UK, which was a big deal in those days, and that makes the receiver feel good. And that almost encapsulates everything around this whole subject of getting involved in, if you, there's a book, isn't there, The Go Giver? Be the go giver that invests in other people, and both the giver and the receiver increases their quality of life. It seems to be a win-win game, but somewhere we were told it was win-lose.
This is absolutely wonderful. Mark is tying in so many fabulous ideas. Let's just encapsulate some of them. Little, tiny makes a difference. You can go mad. Everybody can go mad in tiny ways. How you make people feel, they'll remember far more than any transaction that you make have with another person or group. And it's things that arrive in the mail, by the way. Let's be blunt. Electronic communication is one of the greatest boons in human history. We're doing it right now. Mark is in the United Kingdom. I'm in Venice Beach. We have hundreds of thousands of people listening through electronic communication over the internet. WWW, what a wonderful world. By the same token, we have lost a bit of that tangible essence of opening up something that comes in the mail and smiling because somebody remembered. When you make people feel good, that makes a difference. The Go Givers, Mark has referenced, is a great series and books written by a dear friend named Bob Berg, who, by the way, I just interviewed recently in Phoenix, Arizona. And the interview is up on BarryShore.com. So you can see this the discussion with Bob right there, just a few minutes. And again, he mentioned something that we do at the Joy of Living, and it's on the BarryShore.com site, and it's called Joy Notes. You can sign up for them. We send them out to you, and you can send out to other people. You can send Keep Smiling cards through the mail, in person, or electronically. So it's the ability to touch. Mark, we just have a couple of minutes left. I'd like for you, if you would, in the next 87 seconds, to give something that people can carry with them after the show is finished, even though they're going to listen again and share with at least five people. What do you have for us?
Well, I was thinking about it because you mentioned it during the break, and it just comes to mind because it's the root of a lot of our work, and we summarize it as shake hands with Susan or George or whoever it happens to be. Because in the old days, it used to be Susan or whoever it was knew 300 people. Well, through the power of the World Wide Web and all of that wonderful world stuff, Susan can actually connect you with a lot more other people. So the whole principle of connecting people, and remember that the opening handshake, not the deal handshake that we've learned to do when we've done business, but the opening of a handshake, which tends to be in the right hand in most cultures that use it, is because it was the sword hand, because it's the stronger hand in most people. So the motioning of the open hand to another person means I have no weapons, I wish you well. And on that basis, we don't need to be great closers and all that today. We need to be great open-handed openers of relationships, that then we can use all of these fantastic tools that we've got, that we're using for this radio show and people listening in and you and I meeting and everything else. Shake hands with Susan and George and Billy and Chris
and Barry.
The world actually can be a very nice place.
So be openers, everybody. Those are the two words. Be openers. What's your qual? What's your quality of life? Mark, I'm going to embrace you in a huge hug that's going to be around the world. Are you ready, sir?
I'm ready. Ready?
One,
can take it.
1, 2, 3. And we're going to wrap it all up here with just a brief recap of some of the things that we talked about. This is the Joy of Living. You've tuned in purposely, positively, powerfully, and pleasantly because you want to be the best you possible, the Y-O-U. When you do that, WWW, what a wonderful world. Wow, words of wisdom, and you learn to smile, seeing miracles in life every day. You create the kind of world you want to live in, causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. Thank you. Say thank you consciously and conscientiously at least 3 times a day to harmonize and network kindness. Remember, everybody, F you. F you, capital N, with a smile on your face. And we have a blessing to give everyone. Our blessing is go forth. Live the blessing. Spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Go mad. Go make a difference.
Thank you for tuning in this week to The Joy of Living. Please join Barry Shore for another edition of the program next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time and 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. And as Barry says, give me 5. Share this show with 5 people you love. Bring joy into your heart and love unto others. And we'll see you here next week.